tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the Southern Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. It is the 4th of February, 2021, and this is the front lines of the information war, and it is heating up like never before every single day. We're seeing more and more headlines about the purge of conservatives from American life, the military, and politics. And that will be the majority of our concern here today. We'll be covering the civil war that's going on in the Republican Party. Of course, war with China seems to be heating up and not getting a heck of a lot of press. We'll, of course, be covering Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett, the trans sports debacle, and, of course, what's going on with COVID as the digital vaccine passport mandate ID card that everybody told you was a total conspiracy theory last year is, of course, coming into fruition, and we will report on that as the day progresses. But first, here's a special report that can be found at band.video. Will Christian persecution continue to escalate?
Will Christian persecution continue to rise in 2021? According to the watchdog organization Open Doors USA, the number of Christians murdered for their faith around the world rose 60% in 2020. A lot of this persecution is centered in Africa, which was one of the first places to receive the gospel. In July of 2020, 300 Christians were killed in Nigeria, and thousands were forced to leave their homes. Nearly 2,000 Christians were shot or hacked to death in raids on their villages since January of 2020 as a way to drive them off their farmland. On December 15th of 2020, federal troops in Ethiopia surrounded the Maryam of Zion Cathedral in the Tigrayan city of Aksum. They then forced the Christians into a square outside the cathedral, where they opened fire on the crowd, killing at least 750 people. At the beginning of 2021, within less than 3 weeks, more than 100 Congolese in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo were killed by an Islamic extremist group with a clear Islamic expansionist agenda. An average of a dozen Christians a day are murdered across Africa due to their religious beliefs, and unfortunately, this number is a low estimate. In Asia, the first place to receive the gospel, overall persecution of Christians is steeply rising, leaving to the imagination what 2021 will be like. In 2019, Persecution Relief, a group dedicated to helping persecuted Christians in India, recorded 527 cases of persecution against Christians, compared to 447 cases in 2018. Hundreds of Christians were taken to concentration camps in North Korea over the past year, same as the year prior, and tens of thousands of Christians sit in gulags, used for slave labor, similar to the Uyghur Muslims in China. The Chinese Communist Party surveils Christians across their country, forces Protestant churches to take down crosses from their interior and exterior, and even replaces the Ten Commandments with quotes from Mao and Xi Jinping, pushing for state worship. In Western societies, big tech companies, specifically Facebook, are moving their way toward total Christian persecution by banning the posting of Bible verses from BibleHub.com. Similar to how the early Roman Catholic Church and later the Holy Roman Empire forbade the dissemination of the Word of God, keeping the Holy Bible to themselves to be falsely interpreted by their own high priests. Just as Christians were ruthlessly persecuted in the centuries following the death and resurrection of Christ, it seems this new millennium has a similar intolerance for those Christians that choose to follow His righteous light. So as global government comes into fruition, God's people, whoever they are, wherever they may be, must come out of Babylon yet again before they are compromised in the truth, forsake their faith, and are devoured by those beasts, those political systems that serve Satan. This is Brian Wilson with Infowars.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. And we thank you so much for being here with us on this February 4th, 2021. Quite a day of news I have for you. And of course, we want to hear from you. This is our call-in show. Go ahead and give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of some of this news, first let's do a brief overview with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 4th of February, 2021. Biden Defense Secretary orders military-wide stand-downs to address white nationalism and rid military of, quote, extremists and racists. This is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered military-wide stand-downs and pausing of regular activity to address white nationalism in the ranks of the military and end extremists and racists. The Pentagon did not clearly define what makes one an extremist or how they will deal with extremism among the ranks. Quote, we don't know how we're going to be able to get after this in a meaningful, productive, tangible way. And that's why we had this meeting today. And that's why he certainly ordered this stand down, says Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby. Lloyd Austin also stripped several hundred appointees of their posts on Pentagon advisory boards over the weekend. He also called for a, quote, immediate suspension of all committees' operations while the Pentagon conducts a review of 42 advisory committees. So at a time when our national security is of the utmost importance, the entire military is standing down and ceasing operations in order for this leftist radical to purge the ranks of those he would deem extremists or white nationalists. What exactly the definition of those words is, we are yet to hear. We'll get more into this as the day progresses. But of course, that's not the only move. We've seen daily updates in this. The latest is this. Former CIA counterinsurgency officer urges U.S. government to use war tactics against domestic extremists like those who stormed the U.S. Capitol. Now, this is Robert Grenier, who served as the CIA's station chief for Pakistan and Afghanistan in 2001. He wants the U.S. government to use warlike tactics like those used in Afghanistan and Iraq against domestic terrorists like those who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This is different from the head of Homeland Security, who yesterday said that the government should be hunting down and ruthlessly destroying conservatives or domestic terrorists. It's one and the same, and this is fairly obvious. NPR reported, when it comes to domestic extremists, such as those who stormed the Capitol, a longtime CIA officer argues that the U.S. should treat them as an insurgency. That means using counterinsurgency tactics similar in some ways to those used in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. A lot of people joking, oh, so they're going to give us money and actually help us progress our cause? Yes, it's very funny the fact that our government has now declared us enemies of the state and is not simply using rhetoric like this. They are now active in this mission to root out and destroy the supporters of President Trump. We have entered into a whole new stage of the purge. And at the exact same time, we get this story. Top U.S. commander, we must assume, quote, very real possibility that we may need to use nukes against China and Russia. Well, hold on. Give us a minute. We're busy purging our ranks of extremists, according to Lloyd Austin. You really have to ask, who are the people deciding who's getting purged and what is their agenda? What are they trying to achieve? Are they actually looking for white nationalists? And what even is white nationalism? These questions, of course, won't be answered. They'll simply be used as buzzwords to destroy anybody with conservative values in the U.S. military. But back to the story about China and Russia. The head of the U.S. Strategic Command warned in a piece published at the U.S. Naval Institute this month that there is a very real possibility that the United States could end up in a nuclear conflict with China or Russia, and that the strategic playbook needed to be updated to assume that that specific type of conflict is a very real possibility. STRATCOM Commander Admiral Charles Richard warned the U.S. military needed to change its approach or else we are likely to, quote, prepare for the conflict we prefer rather than the one we're likely to face. No, we're manufacturing a conflict within our own borders to purge our ranks of dissidents against the global world order. USA Today writes, Christian nationalism is a threat and not just from those capital attackers invoking Jesus. So we'll get into this as well. So white nationalism, Christian nationalism, long story short, they're coming after you folks and they're pressing the accelerator straight to the board. A very interesting headline from BBC. Parler boss says he's been fired by the board. The board of the self-styled free speech driven social media platform Parler has fired its chief executive, John Matz. He said on Wednesday, Parler was favored by many U.S. conservatives who objected to content rules on Facebook and Twitter. The interesting thing about this, the BBC headline begins with the words Capitol riots, as if this has anything to do with the Capitol riots. That is just a little bit of vocabulary manipulation in order to relate things that are completely unrelated. And then, of course, they say Parler was favored by many U.S. conservatives who objected to content rules on Facebook and Twitter. No, Facebook and Twitter removes conservatives for baseless and arbitrary reasons, and they're forced to go to alternative platforms, and then they're, of course, blamed for it. Canada has labeled the Proud Boys a terrorist group. Yes, they labeled the Proud Boys a terrorist group on Wednesday, increasing international pressure on the self-proclaimed Western chauvinist organization. I guess the question now is, what terrorism have they enacted? And the answer is, shut up, you white supremacist. If you oppose the New World Order, if you oppose our current regime, you are a terrorist. That's just how it goes. And the people of Canada and the U.S. are just dumb enough to believe it, I guess. Breaking from Breaking 911 on Twitter, the U.S. Supreme Court, under pressure from the Biden administration, cancels scheduled hearings on both the border wall and asylum cases, which were originally appealed to SCOTUS by the Trump administration after being ruled against in lower courts. So it's official, folks. We now have one branch of government, and it's controlled by a shadowy cabal and their decrepit, dementia-ridden puppet, Joe Biden, who can simply make demands of the other two, and they carry them out with aplomb. From Disclosed.tv, Bernie Sanders is now the chairman of the U.S. Budget Committee. Need I say more? The Biden administration has been an absolute miracle when it comes to COVID. This just in from Disclosed.tv, the new COVID-19 infections are down 44% in the U.S. and 30% globally in the last 3 weeks. WHO experts are baffled about this phenomenon and say vaccines cannot be the main driver. It's baffling, isn't it? No, not really. The entire COVID-19 scam has been used as a political tool. Now that they've achieved their ends of total domination and a complete takeover of the United States government, they can go ahead and ratchet it back and get back to normal, as long as normal is complete subservience to them and a total reliance on their largesse. Trump lawyers file response to House impeachment brief. They call it unconstitutional and a bill of attainder. The proceedings will continue next week. The trial in the Senate will open on February 9th. Consulting giant McKinsey is paying $573 million to settle a case having to do with pushing opioids. The consulting firm giant McKinsey & Company will pay $573 million to settle a case from 47 states, Washington, D.C., and five territories over its role advising opioid manufacturers, according to multiple reports. They will be required to pay $478 million within 60 days for its recommendation to manufacturers, including Purdue Pharma, on how to boost opioid sales during the epidemic, according to documents revealed in lawsuits. That money will be distributed to opioid treatment, prevention, and recovery programs. Not a single person, however, going to jail for this manufactured epidemic that has utterly gutted the American middle class. And finally, the story we covered quite extensively yesterday caught a lot of traction. AOC compared to Jussie Smollett after her near-death riot experience revealed from hiding from police in an office outside the Capitol. Yes, it's all unraveling for our young Miss Smollett. We'll get into all of that and more on today's program. It's American Journal, and that is your daily dispatch for the 4th of February, 2021. Stay with us. Your calls and more news on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's just amazing what the people in power know and what they don't know. Murder rates, violent crime rates skyrocket during a year of massive riots and defunding the police, up to double the violent crime rates in major U.S. cities. What could it be? What could have caused it? We don't know. Was it coronavirus? Was it churches? The New York Times thinks it might be churches that's causing it. And then, of course, they have no idea what that is. Then they say, why are coronavirus cases falling so fast? New infections drop 44%. What could it be? What has happened in the last 3 weeks that maybe could have caused things to change? We just don't know. We just don't know. However, they are absolutely sure that there is a white terrorist underclass that is just waiting to absolutely destroy the United States. They're definitely terrorists, and they're definitely out there. Where they are and what they've done, nobody can say. But they're very sure about that. Speaking of this, let's talk about AOC for a second, shall we? We started our show yesterday with the report that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not in the Capitol building. We may have been some of the first to report that, but by the end of the day and continuing on into this morning, the hashtags AOC lied and Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett have been trending number one on Twitter, totally splashing back in their face. Utterly humiliating that this was exposed. But let's dig in a little, shall we? First of all, this was not a Jussie Smollett situation, in my personal opinion. In my opinion, you have Jussie Smollett, who committed a hate crime against Trump supporters and white Americans. You understand a fake hate crime is a hate crime. Is this complicated to understand? If you go out of your way, if you hire people and go buy props and stage a hate crime in order to blame Trump supporters and white people, you are committing a hate crime against Trump supporters and white people. Totally false. Of course, he has not suffered an iota because of this. He's not gone to jail. He's not gotten in trouble at all. In fact, the attorney general or whoever it is in charge of this has gone out of their way to completely bury any sort of reaction to this by the city of Chicago, who are absolutely blamed for this. But he went out of his way. He staged it. It was a clear falsification of a hate crime. Like pretty much 99% of hate crimes that you hear about in the news, completely fake, never actually happened. And this was just one of them. I think it's a little different for AOC because I think she's just literally insane. I think she really was freaking out, but it's like a child being scared of a monster under their bed. There is no monster. There was nothing there. But you can't blame the child. They're scared. They don't know what's going on. They're dumb. So this I think we have to feel sorry for Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett because she is just a child and she's lost and scared and is frightened and is hiding under a desk from the boogeyman. You can't blame her for that. Of course, you can blame her for emotionally manipulating everybody around her and invoking her supposed alleged sexual assault in order to prevent people from complaining about her lying. You can, of course, blame her for that. But here's the story from RT. AOC compared to Jussie Smollett after her near-death riot experience revealed as hiding from police in an office outside Capitol. The hashtags Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett along with AOC lied trended on Wednesday following a fact check of AOC's Instagram live stream 2 days prior by AON journalist Jack Posobiec. During her emotional 1.5 hour long talk, Ocasio-Cortez admitted that she was not in the Capitol building during the riot to begin with, but continued to claim that she experienced a life-threatening situation. It was real in her mind, and who are you to tell her that she's wrong? And her response, of course, is to send out an email asking her followers to mass report everyone who tweeted Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett today, so Twitter and Facebook will take down any posts criticizing or fact-checking her. Now, it's sort of surprising that they didn't do this already. This is the type of thing that they're happy to get out in the front of and claim that calling out her lies is, in fact, disinformation. And that's essentially what this email says. It says, scan your social media to find posts with misleading information, that is information that exposes her lies, and to report them, use their built-in tools for reporting posts and tweets that that break the rules. She says, the sad thing is that a lot of damage has already been done. People have already been misled and radicalized. Yes, radicalized. These words have no meaning anymore, but they'll still use them as emotional flashpoints in order to convince you that something evil, wicked, and violent is going on. Yes, this is where we are now. She lies. We say, hey, that's a lie. And they go, oh, you're radicalizing people against me. You're radicalizing people by pointing out that I'm lying. How dare you? And this absolutely amazing fact check from Snopes.com. This is the report that they're fact checking. Here's what they're fact checking. This quote, AOC was not inside Capitol building during breach. Okay. They're saying that's misleading. No, that's completely misleading. In fact, they say what's true about that is that Ocasio-Cortez wasn't in the Capitol building at the time. So yes, this is, also the state of fact checks in today's world. Well, she wasn't in the Capitol building. That's a lie. The truth is that she wasn't in the Capitol building. Wait, what? Yeah, just lie after lie after lie from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her servants at the mainstream media and big tech. And she also, of course, from postmillennial.com, AOC falsely claims Trump supporters planted bombs at RNC and DNC. No, they don't know who planted the bombs. That's right. The FBI, who's been able to identify everyone's grandfather who was wandering around the Capitol that day, and has been able to put them in chains and sentence them instantly. They just can't figure out who planted the bombs. No possible idea. They're really trying hard to investigate it. It's definitely not a false flag. No, they're saying they have no idea who it was. And so, of course, it is false for her to say that it was Trump supporters since we have no answers to it. Or, I mean, we don't even have people asking questions about it, really. But I want to play a quick clip just in case people don't understand who this woman is. She's an actress. She auditioned for her part and she was granted it and then propped up by an organization of anti-American progressive read communist activists. She is literally a prop. So let's go to clip number one and we'll just watch a minute or two of this. In their own words, a documentary they made bragging about the fact that they auditioned and then hired AOC as an actress to play a role. Let's roll it.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations, trying to capture the diversity of background, of experience of the American electorate, the people that aren't currently represented in office. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
In 2016, the founders of the Justice Democrats put out a nationwide call. One of those nominations came from her brother.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like,
I'm literally an idiot. So like, how did I get elected?
What you think of as someone who should run for office, right?
I grew up with a really politically engaged and attuned family. We always were debating politics, talking about things, but we were never involved in the formal structures of politics.
We saw these signs of someone who's willing to sacrifice their own future for the good of others.
I remember some of the moments that I felt really dejected about politics, the extension of
the Bush
tax cuts.
All right, so you can go ahead and pull it down. Yeah, the Justice Democrats auditioned her and found her and propped her up, and they had a very sophisticated effort to find certain solidly Democratic congressional regions that they could exploit the racial makeup of. So they found her, propped her up, created a falsified backstory for her, lied the entire time. She's literally an actress.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda, like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same thing's been happening to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The purge is on, folks, and it's accelerating at a rapid clip, and I just want to remind you that this is not a surprise to us, and we have in fact been warning about this for a very long time. And as extreme as those warnings may have seemed, oh, mere years ago, the fact that they're now coming to fruition justifies everything we've been saying the entire time, with this absolute crackdown, the purge of the military, the expulsion or attempted expulsion of Republican lawmakers duly elected by their constituents, and of course all of the social aspects, and then of course COVID-19 on top of it. One, not a coincidence that all of this is happening at the same time, and two, not an accident that all of these people are coordinating with each other and moving in this singular direction. So if you want to support the good guys who've been telling you about this, warning you about this, and trying our damnedest to prevent it the entire time, then I ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a purchase. You'll get a great supplement, a great product, t-shirt, whatever you so please, and whatever it is, it will support what we do here as we continue to try to get the word out about what is going on and where this goes. Because, folks, not only is it not slowing down, it's accelerating. And not only are the Democrats and radical leftists just absolutely on turbo, I was going to say on turbo force. They're pressing the accelerator, I should say. They've enacted their boost. They are just going all in, full bore, no slowing down. But we also don't have any Republicans even willing to speak a single word in our defense, it seems. No, in fact, they're actually busy tearing down the people that are trying to prevent this. So we have no representation in the American government, no representation in the media, no representation in the news media, no representation just about anywhere except for the vague and often dislocated pockets of alternative media, which 90% of those are not even willing to stand up for this stuff. So support us. We really try our best to bring you this information and prevent this chaos from happening. But at the end of the day, we'll never tell you that you deserve it and that you just need to sit down and shut up while your life, liberty, and your ability to pursue happiness are robbed from you in the name of some vague social cause that's only arbitrarily applied when it benefits those in power. We're against the corporate political takeover and combination that we're seeing. And I don't know. Apparently that's hard for people to see. Apparently it's difficult for people to understand that this is a corporate and political merger under a one world government, that that's the ultimate goal, and that your freedoms are a threat to them because absolute subservience is necessary for them to carry out their plans. We're really trying to get this across, folks, and you help us by going to InfoWars.com. With that, I go out to the phone calls. Johnny in Denmark got in early today. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Hi, Harry. I just wanted to go over five very important loose ends from various shows as recently as yesterday's. The one is I forgot to mention on yesterday's show that the significance of Trump having declassified Operation Crossfire Hurricane files the day before Biden's, well, pseudo-inauguration.
Right.
And in the context of no refiling of the Supreme Court case immediately after the so-called pseudo-certification by Pence on January 6th, and at least no explicit concessions of Biden, and his saying on that video, thank you very much, we haven't finished yet. And each of the eight members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including conspicuously now General J. Raymond of the U.S. Space Force, Jen Psaki notwithstanding, it looks like it's shaping up. And firing those eight lawyers who didn't want to present evidence, it looks like it's shaping up. So, I think there is considerable cause for optimism there.
Well, there's optimism for the fact that he may be able to present evidence of voter fraud. But honestly, my optimism is at an all-time low, Johnny, as we have literal purges going on in the military and even in the Republican Party. So, Biden is president. Trump lost and is not coming to our rescue. Thanks for the call, though. Jacqueline in Texas wants to talk about Texit. The only thing I believe that will actually save us from this mess is a peaceful divorce from the people that hate us. But I want to hear what Jacqueline has to say. Thanks for calling in, Jacqueline. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I think that we need to get serious about Texit and about with educating people here and in every state, because when you learn about it, when Kyle Biederman explains it, it's something everybody could follow us and join. You know, it could be a lifeline from the CCP for everybody if we would all, get on board with it. And I think that Joe Rogan should have a podcast where he has Biederman and like a Texit panel to kind of try to convince him as a new Texan why he should, get on board. And we should cast a really wide net because it's a hard sell for a lot of people. But, I don't see another way.
Yeah, and apparently North Dakota just passed a thing saying that they would nullify federal laws that were against them, sort of as a blanket statement. I know the Texas governor has made similar claims, but it seems like right now it's like every order that comes from Joe Biden's office, people in Texas are having to file to counter. And it's just like, okay, if everything the federal government is telling us, we have to go into court and go through this rigmarole to try to prevent them from carrying it out because we know how damaging it is to our state, why don't we just separate from them? Why do we care what those scumbags in D.C. have to say? There's absolutely no reason why Texas should be beholden to a bunch of people that hate Texans. It's outrageous. Here's the story from Blaze. North Dakota legislators introduced bill to block Biden's illegal executive edicts. Well, that's all he's doing. I mean, he's done like 40 by this point. They say all political power is inherent in the people. So, yeah, Texas is most certainly the answer. I'm going to really try hard to reach out to Kyle Biederman. I'd love for him to come in and do a whole 3 hours with us just about Texas secession. But if he can only spare an hour, then, you know, hopefully we can do that on phone, or if he can come in the studio, whatever it is. I actually met Kyle Biederman about 2 years ago during a meeting about Texas. And I'm glad to see it's actually rolling now, but he was a very impressive guy. I mean, he ran this meeting like a drill sergeant, and it was very, very impressive. And I'm so glad that he's not only in office but pushing this forward. What can we do right now, Jacqueline, to push this idea forward? What can everyday people do? Do you think to spread this message other than moving to Texas? If you're not in Texas, that's number one. You got to get here, because again, geographic proximity is going to be important in the sense that they are talking about us like we're Al-Qaeda and are going to pick us off one by one unless we have like a singular place where we can get together and somehow resist this absolute purge of Americans from American life. So what can people do?
You know, I don't think Greg Abbott is going to be any help, because I think he wants to be president. I really do. I think it's just like we have to talk anyone we can into the idea. And that means like cast a wide net, like I said, because everybody you talk to, they're worried about their Social Security and, you know, or they have other worries and concerns, and they don't understand that it's like this or the CCP.
Right.
You have to choose one, you know.
Right. And the other thing, and just to sort of emphasize what you're saying, this is why the only possible, you know, path forward, the only option available to us is something like Texas, because if we allow this to continue, when we allow America to just fracture along, you know, partisan lines and go to war with itself, we're leaving the door wide open to China. And I think that's what a lot of people's fear is. They're like, well, we need America because we need to protect ourselves from the outside force. It's like, if we stay with America, we are going to be sitting ducks for whoever wants to mess with us. We need to separate, but stay cordial, stay peaceful, so we can help defend each other. Yeah, great point, Jacqueline. Texit, it's the only way to go.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like band.video and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. You see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back, folks. We're going to go right out to your phone calls. We have Randy in Nevada. Wait, no, Nevada. Nevada, yes. Randy in Nevada. Randy may have been the one who corrected me last time. Randy in Nevada. Is that right, Randy?
Yep, you're right.
Okay, yes. Randy in Nevada, who wants to talk about religious persecution. What do you have for me, Randy?
You know something? I live here in Las Vegas, and I live in Sin City. And you want to know something? I've been an evangelist for a while now. I used to be a professional wrestler at one time. And you know something? I used to have to wrestle men, but now I'm wrestling for the Lord. And I got Jesus as my tag team partner. But you want to know who that secret society is? That secret society that you have today are those Christians out there who call themselves Christians, who don't talk about the Bible. They talk about how much money they have and how to keep their churches open. This is what's happened. That's our secret society. You got to take these Joel Osteens and all these other people off of TV, because see, they're not Christians. They're in it for the money. They make $6 billion a year. They rob their own churches. Okay, they don't care. When they had the flood right there in Texas, who had to make him open up his church for your people in Texas to get some shelter? The government. Well, because he said, I don't want these people in my church. Okay, it is the secret society, is the churches who are not of God.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, although I do have to push back a little bit. I grew up about half a mile from Joel Osteen's church. It used to be the Summit in Houston. That entire complex is underground and was underwater during the flood. It's funny, because half the time I'm like, okay, yes, Joel Osteen is clearly selling this religion. He's driving people off of the, legitimate Christian path, which is about charity and humility. Clear that is. But then, these people are so bombarded. Like, even today, there was a story about, condemning Catholic dioceses for taking COVID relief money. And it's like, I'm not a big fan of the Catholic Church. I don't, I don't have any loyalty to that organization. But at the same time, you see all these attacks against Christians, and it's like a lot of them are lies. A lot of them are one-sided. You could condemn every business owner in Houston for not opening up during that, during that flood. But their entire complex is underground. So it's not exactly, wouldn't exactly have been a great place for a respite. But I get what you're saying, and you're right. So what do we do about this, Randy? I mean, everybody, of course, can leave their own church and go to a different church, but this, the wider movement, and of course, I have the story here, talking about Christian nationalism and how dangerous it is. The USA Today says Christian nationalism is a threat, and not just from capital attackers invoking Jesus, essentially, trying to strike fear into the heart of its readers that Christians are some sort of dangerous underclass here, which is absolutely absurd. And then, of course, sort of implying the lie that America was never Christian and we never worship Jesus and the Bible has nothing to do with our laws, and that attempting to try to inject some sort of Christian morals into the government is somehow a supremacist move. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. We're getting threats from all sides, from within, from people not being legitimate, you know, real humble Christians, but promoting some sort of weird capitalistic merger with Christianity. But then on the outside, we have just like endless onslaught of defamation against any church. So we're kind of having to play both sides here, Randy. What's the solution, do you think?
But you got to understand something, okay? If in the Bible tells you, if you read Revelations, the Bible tells you what is exactly going on right now in our world.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does.
And the power of prayer. These people all get together and pray the way they're supposed to be. Have you ever seen the TV series that was on TV about the last ship?
No.
If you watch the show Last Ship, it was made in 2014. They have the virus. They've got the food shortage. They have the president, like Trump, being thrown out and being executed, committing suicides. That whole thing, that whole series that's on Hulu is what's going on right now in our life. Mm. And if you look at it, what is on there is the Christians turning everybody over. Because you want to know something? If you look up, if you take the Roman numerals, you know, like IV is 4 and stuff, mm-hmm. if you take those numbers and you add them up, the Pope comes up under the number 666. The Pope's name means the other son of God. Yeah. That's exactly what the Pope's name means, the other son of God. And inside of the Vatican, people donated bricks to build the church. Back in 1980, a man who prays every day, goes to 7 churches a day, was told to buy a brick and put Donald Trump's name on it.
Mm.
Donald Trump's name is in the Vatican. And the man says, why would you put Donald Trump? He's a playboy. He's this, he's that. He says, because he will be the man to bring the word of God back when it's needed. And that's exactly what Trump did. And these Democratic demons, as I call them, they're all sitting right now up in that White House. They're afraid to come out because they know that Christians will do the right thing, and the Christians need to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think about it, the more I think it's like, I mean, orthodoxy's got to be the way to go, right? People got to come under one church. And to me, it's like, you look at the history, as soon as the Catholic Church broke off, then the corruption there caused the splintering and all this other stuff. It's like, if we could all just get back to one church and agree, because the Orthodox Church right now, their bishops are the ones standing up and going, hey, this is the mark of the beast. We need to resist this. I mean, they're the ones actually standing up against what's going on, while obviously the Pope is dead set on capitulating to all this stuff and is actively pushing all of this New World Order satanic system forward. And then you have these sort of Americanized churches that are completely fraudulent, like Joel Osteen and all these others. So Christians are facing quite a battle, again, within our own ranks and from outside. And, you know, I guess all we can do is try to just be good Christians ourselves and set a good example. But, you know, the most important point I think you're making is that all of this was laid out in Revelations. And even if it sounded like sci-fi, you know, hallucination nonsense before, it's here now. So maybe you should look at it with a second light and understand that maybe there is something to this 2,000-year-old prophecy that seems to perfectly lay out in vivid detail everything that we are now experiencing. Thank you for the call, Randy. Let's go to Duke in Oklahoma. Let's talk about the Committee of Safety. That's a Orwellian phrase if I've ever heard one. Thanks for calling in, Duke. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Well, what I want to correlate is what's happening right now and how fast it's going with what happened at the Mallard Wildlife Refuge and at the Bundy Ranch. Now, this all correlates with the murder of Lavoie Fincom. Mm-hmm. Lavoie Fincom was, they had like 300-400 people waiting on them with the sheriff's department whenever he was murdered, stopped in the middle of the road and shot to death.
Yep.
They were trying to trying to form a committee of safety. Ryan Payne is the one, I believe, that started it. Okay, so the committee of safety, abuse of power by the government to form a grand jury to communicate with the community, to regulate a militia, and to get a determination. So, you know, they were trying to bring this to light, and they were on their way to communicate with the people of Mallard County. And I believe that's why Lavoie Fincom was murdered, and nothing ever came. I never heard anything else about the Committee of Safety since then. But it seems to me like they were, like this was happening. They were trying to form this Committee of Safety, and whenever it's the left decided that, hey, they're trying to form this Committee of Safety, they're trying to get a determination, that's when all this really started happening. They started ramping up. Any you know, Proud Boys being terrorists now. I mean, Americans being terrorists now. That's what they're doing. They're stopping us from forming these types of groups.
Yeah, and of course this relates all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing and Waco. I mean this and Ruby Ridge. I mean, this goes way back, doesn't it? It's all sort of a continuation of this, the demonization and dismantling of militia groups, even though they're lawful and not, you know, committing any crimes. And what we're seeing now is sort of just the continuation of that, isn't it, Duke?
It is. It is. And I don't know where we're going to go from here. I don't know. You know, I'm glad you guys are around because, you know, we need you as much as you need us. But we need a platform. And you guys have been able to give us a platform to where we can communicate some of these things. Without you guys here, I don't know. It scares me to think that we wouldn't even be able to communicate what we know from past experience up to previous experiences, what's happening in the world. So I thank you guys for being there for the people, we the people, so we can communicate on your platform and get some information out there, because we've all got to figure out what's going to happen. Something's going to happen. We don't know what. Something's going to take a big event in order to turn the tides of what's happening in the world today, and the information that people get, you know, and so we've got something coming, and nobody seems to know what it is,
yeah,
or how it's going to play out. So,
and even when we do know, it's like we seem to be, you know, powerless to stop it. But I thank you so much for your call, Duke, and that's exactly what this platform and especially this show is all about. I don't have all the answers. Alex Jones doesn't have all the answers, although he's got a few more than me, I think. Owen Schroeder doesn't have all the answers. But when we open the phone lines, when we get this human information, human intelligence network going, maybe you have an idea that you call in and say, and it inspires somebody four states away to do something and take action. I mean, this is what it's all about, getting the snowball rolling.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday, when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store product. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's the second hour of American Journal. We will go to your calls very shortly. I want to cover what's going on with, so much to cover. So we have a couple categories. I'm calling them terror level white, right? We have the terror chart, the color chart, where red is the most extreme. Be very fearful. Well, we now have one after red. Even more extreme, even more fearful, the cause for even more extreme measures, and that is terror level white. And that's what we're under right now. White people are being absolutely eviscerated, quite literally, in the government and elsewhere. The other categories we have: war with China, COVID, Republican civil war, and then transgender sports. That's been getting a lot of talk recently. So I want to cover the transgender sports stuff, but I want to give it its due. So we'll save that for the next segment. I'll show you a video of Rand Paul doing what he does best, questioning people very simply and getting very convoluted, nonsensical answers from the bureaucratic jibber-jabber of the leftist mind cult, mind control cult. But, you know, the world that we are in today is very simply under total domination by the people we've been warning you about for 20 years. And I'm sorry to say, we had a caller who I guess had to drop. I was really hoping to get to him. I knew I should have gone to him first. He's been a listener to Alex Jones since 1993. But, you know, relating back to Duke from Oklahoma, our previous caller talking about LaVoy Finicum and, you know, Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing and Ruby Ridge. It was so amazing when the Waco series came out and everybody was suddenly waking up to what happened in Waco and what a horrible tragedy it was. And then you go and you watch videos of the people involved who survived the Waco massacre. And all the way back in 1993-94, they're all like, they're doing these press conferences at like bookshops in Austin. And they're like, yeah, there's this guy named Alex Jones that's really leading the fight to wake people up about this. I mean, this is the same struggle we've been involved in for at least 30 years. And if you really want to take it all the way back, what they're establishing now is a feudalism. And so this battle is the same one that was fought in 1776. So I want to play this video. This is from Greg Reese, and it's talking about the narcissism and grandiosity of celebrities. That's the title of the video. And this is the feudal elite that we're fighting against. Here it is.
The following was written by Dr. Gad Saad about the narcissism and grandiosity of celebrities. Let me explain yet again the source for all the platitudinous virtue signaling. The truly privileged elites know that deep down they are frauds. They suffer from existential guilt. Hence, one of the ways by which they assuage the guilt albatross around their necks is to demonstrate to the world that they are truly compassionate, truly loving, truly caring, truly profound. Hence, they love all undocumented immigrants. They love Mother Earth. They love the ozone layer. They love BLM. They love socialism. They love inner cities. They hate the gentrification of neighborhoods. They love mentors of color. They cherish diversity. They love LGBTQ movies. They adore queer architecture. They are better than you, more caring, more cultured, more empathetic. This permits them to sleep better at night. See? I'm not a fraud. I may be a gargantuan parasitic hedge fund bullshitter, but I really care. I may be an overpaid bullshit actor, but I fight for solar panels. Those flyover rubes, you know, down there, deserve their lot in life. They are racists who bed their siblings. We are science supporters who fight against Mother Earth rapists while flying in our private jets. It is a classic ego defensive strategy that permits the ruling class to exist within their fractured selves. And if decent people don't wake up against what is taking place, you will wake up and say, "What happened to my liberties?" Stop giving your support to the parasites, cowards, and traitors in pop culture. Support the truth. Support the new renaissance. Support the information war.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. The second hour has begun. We will go to your phone calls very shortly, but I want to spend a brief moment here to talk about the enforced insanity that we're witnessing go on. And the thing you have to understand about this, of course, I'm talking about the transgender people in sports and how insane that this coverage is. And at the end of the day, it is a death cult indoctrination tactic to make people profess and believe the unreal. I mean, it goes back to 2 + 2 = 5. The George Orwell, you know, central sort of theme of that book is you can't just say 2 + 2 = 5. You have to truly believe it. You have to take it into yourself and be able to repeat this with absolute conviction, even though in your heart of hearts, you know it to be false. That's essentially what's happening here. It has less to do with trans people in sports as it does to do with an enforced insanity, a dislocation from reality that puts you in a position to more easily accept their other lies that go on. So just real quick, my position on transgender people is if you dress like a lady, I'm probably going to treat you like a lady. Like, this is just simple humanity, right? If you see somebody, it's like, oh, that's a manly woman over there. You're going to call her sir because, you know, she looks like, no, it's just, you know, people in your everyday life, like this is most people's interaction. It's like, look, if you're wearing a dress and you're wearing makeup, I'm just going to assume that you're a lady and I'm not going to look under the hood, right? It's like, I don't know. So sure, I'll treat you as a, but if you have a beard, it might be a little bit of a different story. But in general, you know, you just treat people the way that they warrant, and good people of any gender, whatever, like it doesn't matter, right? It shouldn't matter, and it doesn't matter. But when you get into the realm of sports, when you get into the realm of competition, what you're seeing is women being beaten in the ring, literally beaten, like savagely, physically beaten in like the UFC because a man has chosen to take part. Like this image is kind of the perfect image. Now, that person in the back who's, you know, got the other girl in a headlock, that is a female to male transition. So essentially what that means is that that's a girl who has been injected with like a ton of, you know, basically the equivalent to steroids, like performance enhancing drugs. And yet she's allowed to compete against other women. So it goes both ways, right? You have males who are growing their hair out, saying they're women and then just shattering world records and completely defeating the other women in the competitions. And you also have females that are, you know, taking a ton of performance enhancing drugs like testosterone that vastly increases so much of their body's ability to compete athletically, and yet they're still competing with other girls. It's just, it's not that difficult, right? You ban people who use steroids. Why would you not ban people who use testosterone? It's pretty simple, but I'll play a video now. And this video reminds me of nothing more, you know, reminds me of a video I saw a while ago that I have not been able to find since. I know I didn't imagine it. I don't know the particular details that allow me to find this. So if you can find this video and send it to me on Twitter at Harrison of Texas, I will be forever thankful. It was Rand Paul. I believe he was questioning John Kerry, although it may have been some other sort of nameless deep state actor. And it was about the drone attacks in the Middle East. And Rand Paul kept asking, is it okay to assassinate American citizens on foreign soil without a trial? And the guy cannot answer it. It's like, well, the threat matrices is there to prevent any accidental. And Rand Paul just like, is it wrong or right for us to murder with a drone an American citizen? The guy's just like, when dealing with terrorist activities, we must. And he's just like, is it right or wrong? And it was sort of an awakening to me being like, oh, this is why we have a representative republic. This is what it's all about. The experts can get up there and they can spin their lies. They can, you know, use all the big vocabulary and sound with great authority that they're on top of everything. But when it comes down to the simple question that every man, woman, and child in America should be able to answer, they are completely lost. So it's like, okay, it's good that we have just regular people that can get up and question these people and demand simple answers, and that we don't have this technocratic, you know, techno babble confusing everybody and allowing them to justify all sorts of insane nonsense, when what you really need is just some good old boy from Kentucky to be like, is it right or wrong, sir, that we're killing American citizens? And they're just like, oh, wow, that's right. So anyway, so this is what it reminds me of. And so keep this in mind as you watch this, the weaseling, right? If you're an honest person, you can just answer these things. It's like, is this right or wrong? You go, yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong. And you can say, you know, this was a extenuating circumstance. You know, you can go on a little bit, but just listen to this guy's response as Rand Paul over and over asks him a very simple question, and this man is completely incapable of answering it. Let's roll the clip.
What do you think in general about boys running in girls' track meets like they've been doing in Connecticut?
I think that it's critically important that education systems and educators respect the rights of all students, including students who are transgender, and that they are afforded the opportunities that every other student has to participate in extracurricular activities.
Does it bother you that, like, the top 20% of boys running in track meets beat all of the girls in the state, and that it, you know, would be, you know, completely destroy girls' athletic? Girls are being pushed out. They don't make finals in the state meet. They don't get college scholarships. That it's really detrimental to girls' sport. Do you worry about having boys running girls' track meet?
You know, I recognize and appreciate the concerns and the frustrations that are expressed. I've, Commissioner of Education, I've had conversations with families who have felt the way you just described it, and families of students who are transgender. So I understand that this is a challenge. I look forward to working with you and others. Do
you think it's fair to have boys running in the girls' track meet?
I think it's appropriate for, I think it's the legal responsibility of schools to provide opportunities for students to participate in activities, and this includes students who are transgender.
You don't have a problem then with boys running in the girls' track meet, swimming meets, name it. You're okay then with boys competing with girls?
Respectfully, Senator, I think I answered the question. I believe schools should offer the opportunity for students to engage in extracurricular activities, even if they're transgender. I think that they're right.
A lot of us think that that's bizarre, you know, not very fair. You know, I come from a family that has a lot of girls who have competed in college athletics, who've been state champions. And frankly, you know, some boy that's 6'2" competing against my 5'4" niece doesn't sound very fair. I think most people in the country think it's bizarre, you know, that it's just completely bizarre and unfair that people, and you're going to run the Department of Education, you've got no problem with it. That concerns me. And I think it's this kind of thing is going to lead to really just the vast majority of America just wondering, who are these people that think it's okay? From what planet are you from? I mean, to think it's okay that boys would compete with girls in a track meet, that somehow would be fair.
So again, this is not an attack on transgender people. It's protecting women's sports. It's protecting the right of girls to actually participate and, you know, place and get scholarships and, you know, achieve something in a competitive, sense without being blown out of the water by boys. And, for them to, you know, try to frame this as some sort of an attack against trans people or somehow, limiting their rights, they're perfectly allowed to run with boys. I mean, if you're born a boy, if you have the physical attributes of a boy that make you significantly better at things like running, that's just a fact. It's just a fact. That's just how it is. Okay. I'm sorry that this is just nature. So the ACLU, of course, has come to the plate and is ready just to hit a home run about this, trans youth in sports debate. So they come out saying attacks on trans youth in sports. So you're attacking trans youth when you're like, hey, I don't want my daughter running against that man that is, you're just going to destroy her no matter how hard she trains, right? She trains all day, every day. My cousin is a, was, first place in track, state, and the dedication she had, the training she had to go through to get there, unimaginable. I would never be capable of it, but the men could just beat her without even really trying. I mean, it's absurd. So we'll get into the numbers and we'll totally debunk this ACLU nonsense on the other side. Then go to your phone calls. Tony in Georgia, Steve in New California. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. It's American Journal, Infowars.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The ACLU writes on Twitter, attacks on trans youth in sports are showing up in dozens of states' legislatures nationwide. These bans are discriminatory, harmful, and unscientific. That's right. Trust the science. Trans girls are girls. That's actually fact number one. Fact number one, the ACLU shares with us, trans girls are girls. Big surprise here. Yeah, that's not a fact, ACLU. It's really not. Now, if you ask, should trans women be treated as girls? I guess. I mean, sure. Why not? Like, I don't care. Dress however you want. Act however you want. I'm going to treat you however, you know, you treat me or however you deserve to be treated. Or I'll just treat you like a decent person. Because that's how I treat everybody. But you're not a girl. Like, you're just not. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you this. Nature doesn't bend to your will. These people think it does. They literally think science is just whatever they dictate it to be. So the ACLU presents us four facts. The first one is trans girls are, in fact, girls. What they mean is, boys who transition to being a girl are girls. The myth is that sex is binary, apparent at birth, and identifiable through singular biological characteristics. These people are so anti-science, it's shocking, and yet they call us unscientific for actually paying attention to science. Again, this is about the dislocation from reality, the separation from reality, the usurpation of science to their own ideological ends. But fact two is where it really gets interesting. Their fact number two is trans athletes do not have an unfair advantage in sports. They do not have an unfair advantage in sports. So I went ahead and did a little research for you folks. We go back to February of 2019 to see this headline. Transgender sprinters finished first and second at Connecticut Girls Indoor Track Championship. Adria Yearwood, here's the comments, usually adults and usually not to her face. She shouldn't be running, they say, not against girls. Yearwood, a 17-year-old junior at Cromwell High School, is one of two transgender high school sprinters in Connecticut transitioning to female. Transitioning. See, again, another thing to understand, to be a transgender person in this science dictatorship, you need to do nothing. This doesn't mean people who've had sex changes. This doesn't mean people who've been injected with hormones. This doesn't mean anything like that. It means men who say, I'm a lady now. That's what it means to be transgender. So don't be confused that these are people that have gone through some procedure. Even then, they're just boys with a procedure having been done. But just to lay it out very clearly, there is nothing physical or any other, you know, medical operation that has been done to these people. They're literally just boys with long hair, okay? But here, they give us numbers here. This is the research I did. She recently finished second in the 55-meter dash in the state open indoor track championships. The winner, Terry Miller of Bloomfield High, was also transgender and set a girls' state indoor record of 6.95. A state indoor record for the girls, okay? 6.95 seconds. Now remember, the claim that we're dealing with here is that trans athletes do not have an unfair advantage. They do not have an unfair advantage They did, however, set the state indoor record of 6.95. So I went ahead and checked out the Connecticut High School men's 55-meter dash indoor rankings for men, for boys. The number one, 6.47. And proceeds down, the 25th fastest person in Connecticut in the boys category, 6.68. I didn't want to pay this website to see any further numbers, but suffice it to say, if the trend continues, this 6.95 second indoor state all-time record would not even be in the top 50, maybe not even the top 100 in the boys' times. So what this means is that this guy, Terry Miller, would not even be on the track if he was racing with boys. He would not even place. He would probably not even get to the championships. He certainly wouldn't be in the top 25. He probably wouldn't be in the top 50 places against other boys, but he races against girls and he beats the all-time state record. And you're telling me they don't have an advantage. You're telling me this is not unfair to the girls. It's completely absurd. You go from not even placing, not even getting on the track, not even being on the team, perhaps, to setting a state record by switching genders. And you're telling me that's not an advantage? This is the most unscientific, the most blatantly unreal statement. Well, it's like, what time period do I have? I mean, since yesterday, I guess? I don't know. I mean, with the amount of lies that we see from the mainstream media, I guess this is just right in line with what, with everything else that we're hearing. Just lie upon lie upon lie going on. Of course, it is a massive advantage. Of course, if you don't even place with the boys, but you go to the girls and you blast state records out of the water, yeah, it's a scam. It's a scheme. It's a lie. It's a falsehood, and it's cheating very, very, very hardworking young women out of their chance to shine, out of their ability to succeed in their, you know, chosen field. And the Secretary of Education will not even say that this is in any way weird or bad or damaging to young women. So, you know, I guess just give up, ladies. I mean, you're not going to beat this guy. It's hopeless now. So, you know, thank you, girls sports. You had a good 30-year run, but it's over now. And of course, this is goes directly into their third fact. Their third fact, they say, is including trans athletes will benefit everyone. The myth is that participation of trans athletes hurts cis women. So of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't hurt cis women. You're just destroying their records, eliminating their ability to, you know, achieve first place, get scholarships from that. No, it doesn't hurt them though. No. They're benefiting somehow, is what they're telling you. Somehow they're telling you by including transgender women with the women to blow them out of the water, that is somehow helping the women that they're with. And the fact number four, trans people belong on the same teams as other students. The myth is that trans students need separate teams. No, they should just compete with the boys. They don't need separate teams. They just compete with the boys. That's fine. You can all, in all other aspects of life, whatever, be a lady, but you should not be in the girls' locker room and you should not be on the field with the girls. Pretty damn simple. And again, this goes from everything from the UFC to, you know, rugby in Australia, where it's just like broken clavicles, broken, you know, facial bones, just men getting in the ring and just savaging women and then being celebrated for it. And those women, you know, lying bloody on the ground or standing off to the side defeated after their, you know, entire high school career as a top of the line runner has been absolutely decimated by not even an average dude, just like a less than average, wouldn't even be allowed on the track with other guys. And they're allowed just to absolutely dominate and blow women out of the water. And this is somehow helping women. No, you're not helping women. You are destroying them, literally and philosophically. Destroying women in the name of what else? Science. It's science, folks. It's whatever the hell we say it is. We'll be right back with your calls.
Theresistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Banned.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going straight to your calls right now. In fact, I want to go quickly to one of the earlier calls. Lauren in Ohio has a sister who's a state champion in track, has a comment about trans athletes. Thanks for calling in, Lauren. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, my sister won state champion in Ohio, and she went to California, Berkeley, on a full scholarship. Now, she is 6'2". She's a large woman, tall, long legs, but she's a woman. She has all the parts of a woman and none of the hormones of a man. And the problem that I think we have is we're putting up with it. We keep looking and pointing at them. The Republicans are doing this, the Democrats, and pointing and looking. The solution is in ourselves. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. You can't rebel against someone who doesn't have authority over you. Okay? The government didn't make you. God made the men. The men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. Now, the maid and the butler are up in the master's bedroom wearing her jewelry and doing it on her bed. And we're sitting here putting up with it and paying for it. My solution, keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. WeissFerris.com, Kelby Smith at HisAdvocates.org. Change your status. Keep your money in your pocket. It's IRS and Social Security. It's just forms notifying them who you are, that you're not their collateral. You're not a chattel animal. The other thing is keep your children in your home. This is 80 years. If you look at what we've done, 1861, it wasn't a civil war, but the war of aggression of the corporations against America, where they tricked us into killing our own cousins.
Well, hold on, Lorna. I can feel your passion. I don't want you to lose it, but I don't want to get too far off track here because I think you're completely right. And it's this type of like anger and just righteous indignation that we need. And it's why it's like even Rand Paul, it's like I'm a little disappointed. He's just like, well, I think people think that's kind of weird. No, you should be outraged by this. It's
that's
okay
right.
to be furious that they're trying to destroy women's sports and trying to destroy people like your sister who, tell me, how hard was it for, I mean, was she just naturally gifted, didn't have to try, just placed first by accident? Or like, what was it like growing up with a sister who was involved in the highest level of track in high school? And what did it take for her?
Yeah, she's like 25 years younger than I am. So, you know, but the whole thing is, you know the work that it takes.
Yeah.
You know what you have to put in, the sacrifice that you make. And then to have it all turned on its head, for nonsense. But this is my point about schools. When my plan, keep your children in your home, meaning control their education, how do you think you got a bunch of people in America to sit here and put up with these kind of lies? That's what you learn to do in school. You accept the lies, you get along, you don't make too much trouble, and you hope you can squeeze through before you die. Yeah. But in every 20-year generation, you get four generations, and then it turns 1861, 1941, World War II, 1945, the end of World War II, to 2025, hello, war with China, because you've got a bunch of kids who don't understand. You know, if you repeat history, I mean, if you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it. When we had the Civil War and we had, you know, secession of the states, you don't need to secede. You need to stop doing what they say, stop giving your tax dollars. Texas, you guys save your own. You have your own gold depository.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you cut off the money. You don't let them get you into a fight. If think about what we've done. We've gone to Vietnam. We've gone to Iran. Pick your place. They don't need to win. They just need to keep throwing bodies at you until finally you give up and die and scatter.
Mm.
What we do is don't get into that physical fight with them. The Bible says that it's not a war of flesh and blood, but of principalities and powers. The deal is, the system that you're in that you keep trying to win, let's go vote, let's go march, let's go. It's their system. Just
right.
step out of the system. You don't have an obligation to give them your money. You don't have an obligation to give them access to your children, and you don't have an obligation to obey them, and they respect that. This is the point that I'm trying to get you to understand. I had CPS in my house. They went away. I told them, go pound salt. I don't have a contract with you. I'm not a U.S. citizen. My children aren't wards of the state. They sent me a letter a couple weeks later. Yeah, lady, we got no problem with you. You know, this is my point. We have all the power and control. Don't let them take us off sideways to get into a physical battle that they can win, because the bottom line is that it's the United States military that we paid for.
Mm.
I mean, we got the best bombs, the best bullets, we've seen what they've done to the people who try to fight that way. So let's just stop giving them our money legally, stop doing what they say because you don't have to, and stop giving them access to your children. The other thing is turn off the television. Your children are the way they are because you let the media tell them what to think about. It's
right.
your own fault. So let's stop pointing the finger out there and stop our rage out there and point it right back in ourselves and say, will I obey God this day? Will I live life the way he said? And he did not say to deposit your children in schools. And I know my kid's an honor student, and I get the whole socialization thing, but see, that's what got us here. Your kids are socialized sideways, looking at their friends and wanting to fit in and get along. Look at your politicians. Can you see the similarity? Where people who are raised in families, it's God, family, country. So you do that which is right and good because your family benefits, and if you don't, your family suffers. When you have a collective situation, you don't have the suffering. They get all the benefits, you get all the suffering,
yep.
And then you feel helpless.
So absolutely.
So I'll let you go, but it's really important. I hear your passion, and you're young. Whoa, I'm old. I've seen this over and over. And as you look back through history, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
The only thing that stops them, quit giving them money.
Man, I love your energy and your righteous indignation, Lauren, because you are exactly right. And you're exactly right that it is the schools that have indoctrinated people into this and really pulled the rug out from underneath them, literally teaching critical theory like to elementary school kids and completely cutting them off from true knowledge of history, telling them that everything they know is fake and nothing, you know, they can't believe anything. Boys, I mean, literally boys or girls. Like, there's that old saying where it's like, back where men were real men and women were real men. It's like, yeah, that was like 3 years ago, and now literally you're not allowed to say that or else you are a domestic terrorist. It's utterly absurd, and it does all go back to the schools and, of course, the idea of the Department of Education goes all the way back to the Great Society of Lyndon B. Johnson and the marriage of civil rights that people deserved and were right with the reliance and subjugation under the federal government, which was packaged in with that to go, you want rights? Oh, you want the rights that are guaranteed you by the Constitution? Well, now you have to get welfare. Now you have to get the Department of Education. Now you have to get the Department of Transportation. Now all this other stuff gets invented that down the road will cause even greater violations of civil rights than ever were seen previously. Thank you so much.
Well, here's the trick, though. There's a difference between civil rights and natural rights. Because God made me, I have all the God-given rights that are protected by the Declaration of Independence. What are governments instituted for? To protect these rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is property and anything you create. Civil rights were created for the 14th Amendment, 1860, the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized to the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. All persons born and naturalized in the United States and subject. Everybody is not subject to the jurisdiction. The subject to the jurisdiction comes from the contract. You sign the birth certificate, you get the Social Security number. Now you've made the contract. Now you have civil rights. That's less than rights. It's the rights that they say you can have until they say you can't have them. You
right.
have the privileges and duties that U.S. citizens have. That's not all of what God gave you. So what I'm saying is, don't take less than. We are kings. Sit as a king. Run your life. And
absolutely.
I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. God bless you, Lauren. Thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate that. We're going to go back to your phone calls in the next segment. We'll start with Tony in Georgia, and then it looks like we'll move to Brendan in Florida. Getting calls from all over the United States right now, and we can't wait to hear from you. Of course, if you want to support this program and everything that we do here, go to InfoWarsStore.com and make yourself a purchase. Really amazing supplements, amazing T-shirts, bumper stickers, hats. I mean, there's something for everybody at InfoWarsStore.com. Spend your money with the good guys. Even just regular everyday stuff like toothbrushes that you're going to have to buy from someone at some point, so why not shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com? It's a 360 win. You get a great product, you get a great price, and you fund the information war that is rapidly evolving into a life or death struggle for not just this country, but we as a people, all Americans of every race, color, and creed who want to see each other thrive and survive and enjoy the liberty that is given to us by God and guaranteed to us by our founding documents that is slowly and yet more rapidly being ripped away.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root, We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars.com's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. We're going directly out to your phone calls. Tony in Georgia, thanks for calling in and thanks for holding, sir. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener. My question is I just have a question and then I got a comment. Let's say we go back to the Capitol this time, about 10 million of us, a peaceful patriot, a freedom-loving patriot, but we go heavily armed. But we go peacefully to arrest all the traitors from the very top down to the very bottom, meaning down to the janitor. All 17 agencies, Pentagon, everybody. What would happen?
What would happen? Well, great question. I think that ship may have sailed, Tony. I think even attempting to organize that would be seen as domestic terrorism. You might find yourself in a cell for 10 years. And this is what I'm trying to get across. It's like you ever see Lord of the Rings, Tony? You remember the part when they first get the ring and then they're in the meeting and Gimli the dwarf tries to smash the ring with his axe and the whole thing shatters and he gets blown back. Like, that's where we are now. Don't try to hit the ring with your axe. You're going to get your axe broke. Okay. We got to think smarter. We got to deal with the situation as it lies right now. Any attempt to do anything like that would be seen as basically a legitimate insurrection, and it would probably never get off the ground. If you were somehow able to organize this without the FBI finding out, coming in and arresting the organizers, then it would probably succeed wildly. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that ship has sailed, though, and we have to change our tactics and change our strategies to deal with the fact that the opportunity for us to, you know, protest in a big way like that is over, because we don't have rights anymore, because the American government no longer exists in a legitimate form. It's gone. It's over. It's done. We lost. The globalists have taken total control. They run everything now, and they're using their power to purge us one by one. So we have to resist. We have to fight back. We have to regain the ground that we've lost, but we have to change our strategies on how to do that. That doesn't mean we don't do anything. It means we do things in a smarter way. Because yeah, Tony, I think if anybody were to even suggest that, the post would get pulled from social media. There'd be almost impossible to communicate with anybody. If you did start to communicate with everybody within, you know, two or three degrees of separation, I can almost guarantee you there's somebody that's either an FBI agent or compromised by the FBI, as in the FBI is holding something over them and is saying, if you hear anything coming up, you have to tell us about it or you're going to go to jail for a long time. And I think it will rapidly be destroyed. So I know what I'm saying here is like treason, right? It's like to not have the ability to peacefully protest means literally America is gone. And that's what I'm telling you. America is gone. We do not have the right to peacefully protest anymore. That's my personal opinion. What do you think about that, Tony?
I mean, I hear you, but the thing is we're going to have to make arrests eventually. You know, we're going to all be arrested, like the lady prior to us. Yes, all that's great, but they're going to come with force eventually. And what is she going to do then?
They're doing it now. They're absolutely doing it now. And it's up to every one of us to resist. I mean, unlawful orders can be lawfully resisted. It's as simple as that. And they're coming one by one to scoop us up. And if we don't fight back against this, yeah, it'll be over very quickly. That's why I keep saying geographic proximity. You have to create areas that you can control. Now, whether that's done through sheriffs, a lot of people are saying that's the best way to go, because sheriffs actually have the power to prevent the feds from coming in. But, you know, the feds, they're lawless. I mean, we're dealing with a lawless gang that is at the helm, that is in control of all of these levers of power. And they are now announcing, I mean, make no bones about it, these aren't leftist extremists who are spouting off on some, you know, leftist rag. No, these are the people in power telling you what they're doing. And they're saying, we are coming for you. We are going to treat you like an insurgency and eliminate you. So it's like, put yourself in the mindset of the insurgencies that you know about in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Iran, in Lebanon. You can sit there and go, well, hey, this is wrong. I'm just trying to protect my village from, you know, the extremists down the road. I'm not a terrorist. I'm just a family man and a villager, and I want to protect my family. The drone is still humming above your head. The bombs are still falling on your house. So you got to look at these resistance movements that are out there and take lessons from them, because even to this day and at this very hour, there are very successful resistance groups in other countries that are standing up against the world powers very effectively. You have to learn about them and incorporate their tactics into your own.
I just have one more comment then. This is just to the American people that's listening. When they do this Great Reset, we did not do this to ourselves. Do not leave your house. Do not give up anything. You know, when the bank comes and says, hey, you got to foreclose on your house, you know, say up yours. I'm keeping my stuff. I didn't do this to myself. You know, come and take it. So.
Yeah, come and take it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Right, appreciate it, Harrison.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, I appreciate your optimism. It is a new world. It's a new dynamic. It's a new paradigm. I don't want to see us falling into another trap and giving them more justification for the absurdities that they're attempting to perpetuate on us. So you just got to be smart.
They're already doing it.
I know they're already doing it. Well. Yeah. So we got to, well, but you just don't do something, stupid. You need to be smart and you need to be active, but you need to understand you don't telegraph what you're going to do. You don't talk about what you're going to do and you don't do something stupid that can backfire on you. You build your networks, you talk to people that you trust, and you operate in a way that you can continue to operate in, as you move forward. So thanks for the call, Tony. Let's go to Brendan in Florida. I want to talk about grassroots promotions. You are on the air, Brendan. Go.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I just want to give a call in. I got over a decade of working in music promotion, and I've heard a lot of people calling in trying to figure out the ways that they can get out the word. The best advice I can give just the individual, stop waiting for permission, guys. Yep. Grab some InfoWars sticker packs. Crap. Go buy a Sharpie for $2 at the dollar store, all right? Don't wait for permission for these people to go out and act. We gotta start today. I mean, we gotta start 2 years ago, frankly. But the reason I want to call in is because I noticed a trend with how leftist grassroots organizations actually mirror promotions in the music industry, and I wanted to float this by you. What they do is they pretty much use their organizations to set up street teams, like
right.
street promotion teams. So what I would suggest for InfoWars to do, and you guys can run with it, a great idea is to start an InfoWars street team, and you guys can use your long-term customer base to kind of be your field generals in a sense and use it as a way to promote InfoWars. And I'm telling you, it would be a great thing to do, and I think we could accelerate the information more drastically if we organize like that.
Yeah, so explain to us how the music industry successfully canvasses a city or what that operation would look like, Brendan.
It's old school. I mean, we still heavily rely on just wiring and just going out and talking to people. That's always been the most effective, and that's what I think is the way forward, because they can censor us on the internet all they want, but guess what? I can walk out in the middle of the street, and scream like a maniac, and no one's going to stop me.
Right.
Right.
So I know the way, some places do it. I mean, they'll gather on social media and they'll sort of get teams, whether it's on Discord or Facebook groups or whatever it is. And they'll say, okay, our band is going to, Minneapolis next week. Who in this group is from Minneapolis? And a couple people say, I am. They say, okay, you're now our Minneapolis street team. Here's the instructions. Here's the flyers. Here's how you print them out. And here's how you, you go spread them. Right.
Correct. And what you guys can do is, because I know you guys have a pretty rather large team spread out around the country, is you can use those individuals that you've worked with for years to be able to kind of control those movements and kind of keep the bad actors out.
Well, what do you think about this, Brendan? What if, we've already done it a couple times in the last few months. Does InfoWars need to go on tour?
Yes, 1,000%. I would be more than happy to offer my services for free for you guys. Any advice, any tools you guys need?
I think that may be what we need to do, because I think you're right. Going back to the old school, because yeah, that's the way that you get people to come to your event. That's the way you get awareness around. And just so you know, by the way, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you make a purchase, high likelihood there will be a stack of stickers in that product with you. So you don't even need to buy the stickers. Buy something that you want. The stickers will come with it, and then you have a pack of information bombs that you can drop at your pleasure all around the city, but only
exactly.
Where it's legal, folks. Yeah. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that even make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal on this 4th of February, 2021. Thank you so much for being here with us. Let's go out to the phone calls quickly. I want to go to Sean in California because we've been talking about the transgender debate of transgender athletes in the school system. Sean was a coach of both female and male wrestling, and he's called in now to let us know what that was like. Thanks for calling in, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. First time, long time. I've called in before when Owen was in the war room, and you, like, about a year ago when it was still the show under the previous host. And, yeah, I have coached amateur wrestling, Corona High School out in California, years ago in the 90s, and also in the independent pro wrestling scene, the Lucha Libre Mexican wrestling scene. I've coached male and female athletes. And the thing is, in amateur wrestling, yeah, you couldn't have the males and females wrestling each other. The females just don't have the muscle density. Unless they get onto testosterone, they're not going to be able to go toe-to-toe. They might be faster, but they won't have that that type of strength. And in Lucha Libre, they actually created in Mexico a intergender division, as well as a class of luchadores called exoticos, who print and prance around in dresses and essentially are an interchangeable role, but they never pass them off that they're really women. Meanwhile, on the TNT network, the AEW promotion actually had a transgender man, and they passed this person off as, oh, this is really a woman and is the women's champ. What happened? Women wrestling that party got injured. So that's, you know, the sad truth of the pro wrestling business is over there at Turner at TNT, they want to be so woke, they promoted a tranny as being a woman. And guess what? The impact from a male is different than the impact from a female, and female wrestlers got injured.
Yeah, you know, I'm not particularly surprised.
You know, and you talk to Owen Schroyer, he could probably tell you about some of that stuff. You know, a lot of wrestlers disagreed back in the 90s when China from WWF, WWE was a big deal because she was this woman who was built, you know, with muscles, but she wasn't as tall as a lot of the male wrestlers, and they had her knocking them around. Well, in amateur wrestling, I would notice that a lot of females, if they were not, you know, gym rats, they got themselves taken down, and they just didn't have that they didn't have the same type of muscle for the same type of, like, snapping technique, things like that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to be the consequence now of having a Secretary of Education and, you know, just everybody in the government essentially claiming that it's hatred and bigotry to demand that transgender men or transgender women, whatever the term is, to have these genders wrestle together? I mean, what do you think the outcome of this is going to be, Sean?
Well, here's the thing is we can go for, you know, well over an hour on this. I can hit you with all the angles. Alex would suggest it's to demoralize us with this transgender circus. We could tell you that women who deserve scholarships will lose to these guys who, like you said earlier, with the racing and with the other sports, they can't qualify for a men's team. But, oh, if they dominate the women, it's like it's a sick black comedy or a satire. And so you get women who don't want to try out for sports, even if they're good. They get disheartened. You get these men who are exploitive. I'll share another story. I knew someone who purposely joined the cheerleaders team back in high school, and he did it not because he was effeminate. He just wanted an excuse to fill up the girls. Right. But you know, there's going to be creepers on the high school teams that are doing that to fill up the girls, to shoot a single leg, but they're not really, you know, they want their arm to be low for other reasons, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, there have been judges in Oregon and I think like Idaho, somewhere else. I mean, they literally said there is no expectation of privacy for high school girls, essentially. And the whole debate, I mean, it was a lawsuit saying you're letting high school aged boys into the girls' locker room. This is making the girls uncomfortable. And the judge came back and said, shut your bigoted mouth. Your girls have no expectation of privacy. They must be perfectly willing to allow boys into their showers and into their locker rooms, or else they're bigots. And it's like, this is utterly dehumanizing and utterly demoralizing. I think that's a great word for it. Demoralizing.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, just the, it's all absurd. Thank you so much for the call, Sean. I'll get it out.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Third hour of American Journal has begun, and we'll go out to your phone calls here very shortly just to give you a brief little reminder where we are. Yesterday we had the head of the Homeland Security Division say that conservatives must be ruthlessly hunted down in the same way that Al-Qaeda was. Today we have former CIA counterinsurgency officer urges U.S. government to use war tactics against domestic extremists like those who stormed the U.S. Capitol. Biden defense secretary has ordered a military-wide stand down to address white nationalism and rid military of extremists and racists. Canada has labeled the Proud Boys a terrorist group, and the newspaper USA Today has come out saying Christian nationalism is a threat and not just from capital attackers invoking Jesus. It's these constant, unequal responses that's so frustrating, and it goes beyond just the unequal response, right? It's like, when Black Lives Matter and Antifa were burning down American cities for an entire year, nonstop, uncontested, basically, right? Nobody was even trying to stop them. In fact, from reports on the ground, I mean, literally they would break into one store, loot it, then the police would come and say, shoo, get out of here. You get out of here now that you've looted it. And they would all just run to the next store. And the police would wait for them to loot the next store, and then they go there and loot that. And it's like, okay, so we saw no response to that, and then we see this one outbreak of violence from the right after many, many very peaceful protests of upwards of a million people in Washington, D.C. I mean, the Million MAGA March, the Stop the Steal Caravan. I mean, multiple major events with no violence from the right. Of course, you had Proud Boys get stabbed. You had attacks happen. You had families beaten in the street by leftists during those events. No word about that. No discussion of that. Even to this day, we have Antifa violently taking over a hotel in Olympia, Washington. I mean, just endless, constant agitation, corruption, destruction by the billions of dollars for a year. And then you have one Capitol riot and suddenly everybody who's a Trump supporter is a domestic terrorist and they're shutting down military operations across the board to root out political dissidents. I mean, this is horrifying, incredibly troubling, and is only just the beginning. But you really have to understand that it's not about saying, well, they did this and we did this. Now we're getting treated this way while they got treated this way. Everything about it is unequal. The violence, the destruction was unequal in that theirs was continuous and against private property owners and was actually destroying things, burning entire buildings, killing dozens of people dead from those riots alone, not to mention that the result of those riots has been the doubling of murder rates in major cities. I mean, just a cacophony of violence, chaos, and danger from the riots that went on over the summer and throughout the year. On the other hand, you have the Capitol riot, basically nothing destroyed, basically nothing damaged, basically nobody hurt except the rioters themselves, the protesters themselves, one of which was shot in cold blood. Investigators now saying that the police officer who executed Ashley Babbitt will not be facing charges. And they also say investigators struggled to build a murder case in the death of U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. And yes, we at InfoWars have been reporting on this basically since it happened. He was never hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. It's a total lie, complete fabrication. And of course, Brian Sicknick was a avowed and very passionate Trump supporter. So they'll kill you, they'll blame your friends, and then they will use your death to justify calling people like you domestic terrorists. This is just how absurd it gets. But again, it's not just about what they did versus what we did. And then it would be one thing if it was like, oh, they're reacting the same to both. It would still be unequal, right? If the same response was to happen to the Black Lives Matter riots and the Capitol riots, that would be unfair because it's completely unequal. But we never called for everyone that participated in the Black Lives Matter riots across the country to be a domestic terrorist and be rounded up by the FBI. It's so overblown. I mean, we experienced month after month after month of this. The only thing we ever called for was like, please, for the love of God, can you send troops in to stop the violence that's continuing day after day after day? Let them protest. We never said don't protest. We never said arrest everybody who's involved, you know, all this sort of crap. No, it was, and we have all the information. We know who it was that was organizing this. We have them on hot mic saying, yeah, I got flown out here. I crossed state lines. I'm coordinating with NBC to, agitate people and get people up. I mean, it was all coordinated, a total conspiracy over the summer, just blatantly violence, insanity. And yet we never went half as far as these people are going in response to something not one-tenth of as dangerous or destructive or, you know, emblematic of a terrorist movement as we saw over the summer. So it's like to call these responses unequal is a vile understatement. I mean, it is absurd what we're seeing here, the response to it. And now it's like the Congress people are going to go and have a big powwow and talk about how scared they were during the Capitol riots. Like at least the Capitol rioters were actually focused on the people that can change things, people that for an entire year have done nothing to help us. I mean, we have a lot of people call in and say not to pay your taxes. What has the government done for you in the last 12 months? What services have you received? I mean, they hardly even pick up our trash here, right? We usually have like government services like Big Trash Day or Rubbish Day or whatever it is where you bring out your lawn clippings and they'll pick that. Like they just stopped doing this. They just stopped all of the benefits from the government, are still collecting the money. And actually the only thing the government has done is to lock you down and then give you a pittance one time to shut you up. I mean, our government is completely illegitimate, completely useless, illegitimate, pointless. They do nothing to help us. They are involved in nothing but warmongering. So now we're going to go to war with Iran. We're going to go to war with China over Taiwan and Israel. Like, who cares? I mean, just nothing being done for us. The government is completely illegitimate. And now its entire focus is destroying white people. I mean, that's it. That's what it's all about now. That's what the government's here for. That's the purpose of it. That's what it's involved in. Everything else can go to the wayside, right? Got to destroy Marjorie Greene. We got to just, I mean, it's beyond description. Let's go out to the phone calls. Steven in Florida wants to talk about Christian persecution. So there you go. USA Today. Christian nationalism is a threat. What do you think about that, Steven?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Harrison. Hey, good morning. I was going to talk about that, but I'd like to switch gears and talk about this whole thing with the transgender issue you've been talking about with the sports, because this is a real hot button issue with me. I want to give you the bigger picture on this, okay? Don't be deceived into thinking that this is just about sports. That's the minor part of this, okay? This is a satanic attack on God's design that he set up in creation. There are only two genders, and that's male and female. Now, I'm going to be called a hateful, bigoted, homophobic racist because of saying that. But here's what I want to say. I go by the word of God, not man's opinion. And in Psalm 19, verse 9, it says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." You all know very well, America was found on not just Christian principles, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you look at the Mayflower Compact and the pilgrims that came here, and then our founding fathers affirmed this, that is what America was founded on, to be a Christian nation. Now, we allow anyone to come here legally. They're allowed to live here as long as they're willing to abide by what was set up here and not try to violate that and overthrow it. You go back all the way in history to before man was created, there was a being called Lucifer. He rebelled against God. He wanted to be God, declared war on him. And when he failed in that, what he did was God changed his name to Satan, the enemy and adversary. So he determined that he was going to do the next best thing, which was declare war on God's creation. And the man thing closest to God, which is the one made in God.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, "Hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen." That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, "Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good." But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Let's go directly out to the phone calls. Henry in Illinois has called in. He has a message for the American people. Thanks for calling in, Henry. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I think I got the solution for what's going on with Texas. If you look at the 10th Amendment, the states have the power over the federal. Let me read it to you. The states do not have to obey the federal government. The states and the people are in charge of the federal government, not the other way around. Okay, in 1816, the Supreme Court violated the Constitution and gave the power to the federal government. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that I was interesting, in 1916, the Supreme Court ruled that the taxes were constitutional, even though they're unconstitutional. So we need to nullify them.
Right.
Remember when I quoted the Declaration of Independence?
Mm-hmm.
When the government is not as destructive, we have the right of the people to alter or abolish the government. Right now, we have no government. We have a foreign power ruling us. And we need to start reading the 10th Amendment. You can probably have the readers... I'm going to plug the book, Seven, the Constitution, by Richard Proctor. It's very simple to read, and it gives you a lot of the stuff without the cream of the big wars and everything else. But all the federal courts are governed by and cannot exceed the power delegated to them by Article 3rd. So we, as the state, you want to see, we can do that. We also need to enforce the Second Amendment of the Constitution, because there's no way that anybody can take that away from us. And also, we should start looking at every politician, every government agent, that if they took their oath to the Constitution, if they're not abiding by it, they need to be abolished. They need to be nullified, just like the armed forces, the mercenaries now. They've been used like the SS and the brown shirts in our country. And to prosecute people who are defending this country is an insanity. This is worse than the Soviet Union. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
People need to start.
It's literally a purge that's going on. It is most certainly laying the groundwork for a Soviet Union type gulag system. I mean, this is not outlandish. This is literally what they're telling us, and you're exactly right. But I want to get a response to you, Henry, because William from Arkansas is telling us that Texit will not be so simple, and secession will not be as simple as it may seem. So I want to hear from him because you've talked about Article 10 being a pathway to freedom from the federal government. I want to go to William in Arkansas so he can respond to you.
Okay.
So thank you so much for the call, Henry, but we're going to go to William in Arkansas and get his opinion on this. Thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody. I'm in Arkansas, but I spent 15-plus years in a Texas State Guard military uniform. I'm not going to mention names, not going to mention numbers, but the numbers that are there are not even sufficient enough to do anything. They're concentrated on shelter management. I actually helped form from the beginning a Texas Maritime unit from its very initial start. It is pretty much done and over with now. We wanted to do more. We were a little bit more astute towards our responsibilities under the Constitution. But the very leaders in the Texas government and the military are no different than the, you know, placated, do what they're told, yes, people in Washington. It is up to the people to do something, right? You're going to have to fill the rank and file with the same mindset. Wasn't very long ago that I was at the Joint Lackland Air Command Joint Training Force. I'm no longer in. I'm free to speak. And people that are listening to this that know me, they know I will speak. They know I will not hold bars. Where's Sam Houston?
Mm.
Where is the people like Sam Houston? Where is William Barrett Travis? Where is Austin? Where is Lamar? You know, these people didn't all get along either. Sam Houston fought with most of the people within his rank and file, but still achieved what he set out to do, right? We're in trouble, people, and nothing is going to change while you're still talking about sports, right? Look, I'm all for what they used to call the thrill of victory and agony of defeat, right? And sports is a great thing, but we got bigger problems. You people in the cities and these gated communities, all it takes is a patrol car or two at the entry of your gated community, and that's a prison. Mm. You need to get out. You need to get out, right? If Texas secedes, I hope Arkansas follows. Now, I need to apologize to you and your listeners. The last time I called in was about, I think, the day after they had our president cooped up in. He couldn't mail out, write out, use his bank accounts or anything, and I mentioned the only way up Sarabachi or across Normandy Beach. There's only one way across that terrain. One way, people, right? You got 3% of the American people, including Texas, with all these big bravado hunters with their chest stuck out that put on a military uniform. Okay? 3% serve, 97% consume off that service. Most soldiers won't tell you when you come up and say, well, thanks for your service, thanks for your service. Man, they don't want to hear that. They're nice and they're okay, great, you know, fine. But they're doing a responsibility. They're filling a duty, right? Where is the gentleman that has the big 401k IRA? Where are the uniforms for the Exxon CEOs, the Enron CEOs? Now, I know some of these Enron people wear a Texas State Guard uniform. I spent 5.5 years working at Herman Hospital in surgery as a tech. I spent years in Channelview. So you know Houston, okay? Mm-hmm. I spent years in the Channelview area working the construction, the petrochemical area, the offshore construction. The production platforms, that's all gone, right? I was a dropout on the streets of Houston, right? And in this beautiful, wonderful country, that there's nothing wrong with our form of government. It's the people running our government.
Right.
We have the best form of government in this world, but it's been infiltrated by losers, boozers, outside people that just want to rip us down, right? You know, I mean, I could go on and on and on because there's not just a few incidences of corruption. There are decades. Every day you turn on the news of Fox and CNN and all these liars, and there's new corruption, on and on and on.
And the old corruption never even gets addressed, and the old corruption never even gets punished. And, of course, this entire government's been able to be corrupted because of the complicity with the media, and now we have big tech in the mix. You're exactly right, sir. So we have about 1 minute left in this segment. I want you to tell people, because you're obviously informed and passionate, what can they do right now, or what do you think the best path forward is?
Be involved. You had a caller on just a few minutes ago. You asked him if he should go on tour. I talked to trying to get this message out to you, to Alex Jones. I have a water company, an S Corporation, set up in Nevada. I have millions of gallons here of water in Arkansas. I own the property, clear and free. title, deed, abstract. I will give you the water. I will give you the land. I have two farms. If I lose one of them doing what our forefathers did, which was give up their sacred honor and their fortunes, if I lose half of what I've got trying to promote your word, it's worth it to me. I've got another farm. I'm not without. I'm one of the best off people in this country right now. I don't have billions to lose. I don't owe anything. I have a light bill and small taxes. My cupboards are full. Right? I got it good, and I got it good because of the blessings of this nation, right, that some dropout high school knucklehead could join the military in the infantry and a few years later be standing there next to Red Duke and people like that working in surgery with some of the brightest people. And I was a big, fat, loudmouth knucklehead in all that rank and file of the med center when I was young. I apologize to all you surgeons I work with for being a...
All right, we're about to go to break, William, but God darn it, I wish we had 10,000 more people like you. We wouldn't be in this mess that we're in. We need to inspire that in everybody else.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, but they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal here on Infowars.com, band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfowarsStore.com. So much insanity, it almost baffles the mind. I mean, how are you even supposed to handle all of this? Justice Department drops Yale University admissions lawsuit. The Justice Department withdrew a lawsuit that alleged Yale University violated federal civil rights law by discriminating against white and Asian American undergraduate applicants, the latest indication that the Biden administration is shifting the federal government's stance on civil rights enforcement from that of former President Donald Trump. It's very simple. It's not bad if it's discrimination against white people. It's not that hard to understand. In fact, I will go to a video. I told the crew I wasn't going to go to a video, but I am going to go to a video now. I'm going to go to video number 6 because, again, what we hear now from the people in power is the type of blatant absurdities that we heard from far left activists 2 years ago. That was ridiculed, laughed at, sort of brushed off because it's so blatantly, patently absurd. You think nobody could take this seriously. Of course, they are taking it seriously, and now they're acting on it, and now they're literally saying that Trump supporters are domestic terrorists that must be not just purged from the military. The whole military has shut down operations. So, you know, minor national security risk here, you know. Maybe not the type of thing we should do and telegraph to our enemies that the entire Pentagon civilian oversight boards are shut down and the entire military operations are being shut down so they can root out and prosecute their political enemies. That's literally what's happening. Make no bones about it. They'll put the label that they want to use to justify it, whether it's white nationalism or white supremacy or Christian nationalism, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The point is, if you are not subservient to them, you're a domestic terrorist. I mean, it's not even I don't even have to, you know, look into what they're saying. I don't have to say, well, they say white nationalists, but what they mean is, no, they say libertarian. They say Christian nationalists. They say religious extremist. What does that even mean? What does white nationalism even mean? Is anybody a white nationalist? Does anybody know anybody that is a white nationalist? Does that even exist? I honestly don't think it does. I don't even know what it could possibly mean. Do they want only white people in the country? Like, what are they, what does it mean? It's nothing. Nobody says that they're white nationalists. Nobody claims I am a white nationalist. It doesn't mean anything. But that's the label that they're using. But again, you don't have to use these weird code words they have for white people. This is what they're talking about. So as we listen to this, just understand it's these types of cancerous losers that are basically dictating things at this point. And just listen to how this guy is both self-righteous and self-deprecating isn't even a strong enough word. He hates himself. He hates his people. He hates his heritage. He thinks he's bad and he thinks you need to be punished for it. It's completely absurd. But here is, here's this video.
Exactly. I am the oppressor. I am racist. Oh my God. He just said he's racist. It shouldn't be this hard, you guys. If you live in America, went to school, participate in the socioeconomic structures, participate in any sort of system, education, business, entertainment, what have you, and you are white, you are indoctrinated, you are oppressive, and yes, you are racist. It is something that we have learned, either consciously or subconsciously, all of us as white Americans. And what we have to do is unlearn that. I'm trying to do the work. Part of doing the work is pushing against dangerous narratives that are counterintuitive to that unlearning, like white people are also oppressed by racism. We're not. We are the oppressors. That's the point. You should be doing the unlearning too. Do the work.
That's the noise that you hear right before they flip the switch in the gas chamber. You're an oppressor. And it's just like you're like tied up to a rack and they're just like shocking you with batteries and they're just like, are you done oppressing? You're just like, please, for the love of God, I just want to survive. And they're just like, goodbye, flip the switch, boom, you're gone. You're the oppressor. I'm doing the work. Okay? These people. I mean, but these are the people running our government now. And if you just hear what he said, he literally said, if you participate in any systems, right? In America, education, business, like if you have a job or interact with the government. So he's literally saying everybody in America, because hello, if you live here, you're participating in a system. Okay. Whether you make money here, whether you go to school here, you're one of these people that he's mentioning, and you're white. If you're in these systems and you're white. So when he's talking about the systems, you can just replace that with the word everybody. So, right. If you're in America and you're white, you're the oppressor and you must be killed. Okay. There you go. That'll be the sound. It'll be the sound you hear when your, interrogator is, forcing you to say 2 + 2 = 5. And it's just like, it's for your own good. You're the oppressor. So it's a war against white people. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. And it's a literal death cult. I mean, I guess I feel sorry for that guy. I don't know. Do you feel sorry for rabid dogs? I mean, he's not, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know anything. But you have to obviously just extrapolate this. Because again, it's like, I don't know. You grew up in the 90s. You didn't think about race. It wasn't in your consciousness. Didn't really affect your life very much. It's like, well, that's because you were white. I guess. I mean, I was like the only white guy in most of my classes in high school. Didn't bother me. Didn't think about it. I wasn't oppressing anybody. Doesn't matter. But now it's just like, just all in. But it's, you have to understand that it has nothing to do with what race you are. Can you possibly imagine seeing a video of like, whatever, a black guy from Burundi, a black guy from, Cote d'Ivoire, like a black guy from an African country telling fellow Africans, like, you're evil, you're bad, you have to do the work to undo your blackness. Would you not have the same reaction? Would you not go, whoa, that's weird. That's not right. If you had an Israeli being like, it's you, Jews are oppressors, and you have to do the work to stop being Jewish. It's just like, the hell is wrong with you? It's weird. So it's not like a stretch to be like, hey, black people, Latino people, help get white people off of this insane death train. And I say it all the time. It's like, I have friends from the Middle East that are just like, can we save white people? Like they aren't white, but they're just like, what's wrong with white people? Can we save you? Like, can we help you somehow? Like, what is wrong with you? We love white people and we're very upset that you guys are like committing suicide. We don't like that. we need good white people around. Like, what the hell? It has nothing to do with like the race that you are, the race that I am. It has to do with basic humanity of all races that everybody deserves to not be demonized because of your own race. This is like insane, forbidden language I'm speaking here. You're not allowed to say this. I'm committing a crime as far as our totalitarian overlords are concerned. Right? How dare you? I mean, these people, man. But I mean, literally, this is the world that we're going into. Socialists are snitches. They all just get off on ratting you out to authority. And it's going to be like these weird, effeminate, self-hating, castrated men who are just going to be like flipping the switch and being like, I'm the good guy because I'm killing other white people to atone for our history. I mean, what do they even know? So these people know nothing. They're globbing onto an insane death cult of suicidal racism. And they've got the rest of America so scared of the social outcast and the cancel culture that they won't even just stand up and be like, this is weird and wrong and I don't deserve to be targeted for my skin color because nobody deserves to be targeted for their skin color. And white people deserve to exist. This is like a radical thing now. I mean, it's okay to be white. newsflash headline. It's okay to be white. It's okay, guys. You're white, and that's fine. Calm down. Stop clapping.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now, folks, we're getting reports that the Library of Congress is being evacuated right now. We're going to try to get some information on this. I just lost it. Looks like the John Adams building. U.S. Capitol Police are evacuating John Adams Library of Congress, per reports. According to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the books are literally trying to murder me. They're literally trying to murder me. Okay, it's, oh no, that was a month ago. It was evacuated. So we're going to try to stay on top of this. Just rumors now. I don't know if you guys can find an article about this that you can throw up, but that's what we're seeing now. So false flag imminent, false flag incoming. Library of Congress is being evacuated. They found out how many white people wrote the books in there. They're trying to get out as quick as possible. There are pictures of white men on the walls. Please close your eyes, look at the ground, and evacuate as quickly as possible. Anyway, we'll try to keep up on that. So final segment of American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Kevin in California has an idea about some billboards we can put up. Thanks for calling in, Kevin, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Smith. Good morning, InfoWars crew. I just wanted to give a review on the CovaChill. It's a great product. I took it myself, and I have nothing but good things to say about it. It really does chill you out and mellow you out.
CovaChill.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great product. And in regards to the billboard, I just want to say if we – put up billboards saying, talking about the COVID death rate in big, bold, capital letters and numbers, we would have a good chance in waking people up.
And, yeah, especially if you put it up there next to like the flu, you know, some comparisons, people understand just how low the death rate is for COVID.
Yeah, it's like truth ammo. It just wakes people up. And, also I want to talk about recall Gavin Newsom. I believe there's like 200,000 signatures left. So if you're in California, please sign that thing so we can get the governor out of here and replace him with a conservative one, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And, for the sake of your state, I do hope I hope you achieve that. Yeah, recall Gavin Newsom. I know that's he's scared of that. I mean, he's trying to kind of mitigate some of the stuff he's doing because of this this recall. So it's already having an effect, but it would be great to see him out of office. Anything else, Kevin?
Yeah, and I just want to let people know that the founding fathers were against a two-party political system. They were in favor of three-party political systems, and George Washington and John Adams, and they all say that the two-party political system is a very bad idea. So
yeah,
a third party would probably be like a good move at this time.
Well, they said no parties at all. So yeah, third party might be a good move. I mean, especially with what we're seeing with the GOP and the way that they're being split right now between basically it's like Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, and the Liz Cheney's of the party versus the, you know, Trump's and the Marjorie Taylor Greens. Yeah, it's, I don't even know if it's going to be worth it to try to take over the GOP. It's so rotten to its core at this point. I'm warming to the idea of a third party. Thank you so much for the call,
Thank
Kevin.
You.
I want to go to Chantel in Illinois, but before I do, I have a very special announcement to make. The one and only Steve Fuchinik will be on Alex Jones today at 1 p.m. So, of course, the last time he was on, he made some very ambitious claims about what would happen during the inauguration. And he made a bet saying, I'll never come on again if I'm wrong. And Alex said, no, you're going to have to come on at least one more time to explain if you do turn out to be wrong. So he says, I may not have won, but I didn't totally lose. Hear me out. So 1 p.m. today, the saga continues. Steve Fuchinik will be on Alex Jones at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So I'll be 12 p.m. Central time. I think that's what he's saying. So make sure to watch that. Tune in, and we'll find out what he has to say. Because as far as I can tell, he was very confident that Joe Biden would not be president and that Trump would regain the office. And I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to double check. I'm pretty sure Biden's president. I'm pretty sure he was wrong about that. So he'll be coming on to either explain why he was wrong, explain what happened. I don't know. You'll have to tune in to find out to the Alex Jones Show today, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time, to hear from Steve Pachinik. Now let's go to Chantel in Illinois, former Olympian speed skater. Were you a speed skater, or you just have a comment about it?
No, I competed in the Olympics.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
in 1994.
Amazing.
Yeah, and one of the things that they do when you are at the Olympic Games is they bust us from Hamar to Lillehammer to get gender testing to prove we're females.
Yeah.
So they swab your cheek, and then you actually get a card later on from the U.S. Olympic Committee saying...
Now, hold on, Chantel. Hold on, hold on. This is insane news you're telling me. They can tell what gender you are from a cheek swab? Are you suggesting there's some sort of science behind this, this gender concept?
Yeah, a little bit of DNA there.
Amazing. Yeah, and, shocking.
And the reason they do it is because back in the old days, I guess, the guys used to tuck their things underneath there, like from Eastern Bloc countries.
Yeah.
And pretend they were women.
Yeah.
And it was an unfair advantage, obviously, but I don't know why they would give us gender testing if it wasn't important, obviously.
Right. Yeah. No, there's been controversies in the Olympics where they found out, you know, a woman who won a gold medal was actually a man. They had to strip her of the titles. Now, they're arguing against this, saying it's somehow intrusive or I can't remember the word they use, but basically this concept has been brought up, and they're like, it's such an insult to dare ask people to confirm their gender. Did you feel insulted when this went on? I mean, what was your feeling as an Olympian when you had to get gender tested?
I was happy to do it. I was happy to represent my country, and I liked it because I didn't have to worry about somebody being male and cheating, because there's no way I could beat an elite male. I trained alongside the males all the time. We did exactly the same training, but there's no way I could beat those guys.
Right.
There's an advantage that they're bigger hearts, bigger lungs.
Yeah, just
density.
Physically built a little bit different and more suited to some physical activity. So as you watch all of this go on, as you watch this debate play out and the ACLU come out and say it's harmful to women to not allow trans men onto the field or onto the ice in your case, I mean, what's your feeling as you watch all this play out?
Well, I feel for the girls that would go to state. That might be as far as they go in their sport for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And they take that dream away from them and that goal and, you know, that accomplishment they probably would have had, maybe winning state, instead some guy that puts a ponytail on beats them.
Yeah.
And they can never look back and tell their grandchildren, I won state, you know. I think it's harmful for women. And they're going to be disheartened in competition, and it's just not fair.
Yeah, it's clearly not. And what about, you know, when it's the other way? I mean, if you had to be speed skating against fellow women that were taking testosterone or any other, you know, cocktail of chemicals to, you know, become a man or whatever transition they were making, I mean, that would give them some sort of competitive edge, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was a Russian that was banned for 2 years that showed up right before the Olympics, a female. She looked like a man, except she had like a little ponytail sticking up on her head. That was about the only way you could tell she was a female. And she ended up winning a bronze medal in the 1500. And 2 weeks later, she got busted again for steroids. And so, you know, darn well, she was taking them at the Olympics. And, you know, I always say when I get to heaven, I'll see what place I actually really got, you know, in a fair competition, because there are women that take it and they get away with it. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but they do what they can to, you know, test you and not, but they're always ahead of the game. You know,
yeah.
But even if you were taking steroids as a woman, you're still not going to beat an elite male. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, because physiologically they're so different. Well, thank you so much for the call. That's very good to hear from you. And I know, I mean, I've never been anywhere near an elite athlete, but I at least have a concept of what it takes to train to be one. And the idea that, you know, girls now in high school are expected to put in that effort and just to be beaten by some literally below average guy, you know, when talking about these, the foot races and the 500 or 55 yard sprint, it's absolutely heartbreaking. So yeah, it's not about discriminating against transgender people. It's about trying to protect women's sports and women's accomplishments and the glory that women can achieve through this exercise. So thanks so much for the call, Chantel. That was very informative, folks. That's going to do it for us for American Journal. Stay tuned. Alex Jones with Steve Pachinik coming up. Don't miss it. Can't wait to find out how this saga ends.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.